the button. Dun, dun, dun.
Not the button.
Let me guess, you've pressed it.
Yes.
Hi, this is Beth. Welcome to GURPS Wars, a GURPS homebrew with, I'm Beth, the GM, and we've got Crash and Ellie and Eo. And last time we ended off with everyone flying off into the moonlight in an air car piloted by a droid that was extremely upset about being so close to all this sand.
I was doing my best to relieve them of that worry.
And yet, they're just a nervous droid. They're probably programmed that way. I mean, at least they aren't depressed. You know, then they'd have an ache all up and down the diodes of their left side or something.
I got that reference.
I figured you might. Does anyone wish to do a recap for why people should make sure to go and check out the previous episodes?
We very conspicuously didn't murder an ancient eldritch being that nonetheless got conspicuously murdered.
Plausible deniability. We literally were not there at the time. We were within earshot, though.
Let's see. Rufu is not as happy with us as he could be. Buck and what's his name?
Wade. Actual Wade.
Mm-hmm.
Are rather happier than they could be. Hoshi something?
Hoshiashi. No, sorry.
Hosaashi.
Hosaashi, yes, that's it. Hosaashi.
Is fleeing the scene.
It's easy to do when you can turn invisible.
Yes.
For all we know, he's still on the scene and expects us to think that he fled the scene. That's fine.
Probably did pile into the air car. You had extra people who
only
the air car's kind of packed. Okay, yeah, still. Plus one fairly groggy and exhausted and recovering from being a somewhat undead bird thing. Traumatized.
I'd say you get used to it, but for your sake, I hope you don't.
I don't have any Twi'leks loaded as little tokens. This is terrible.
Just take Sen's art and use it over and over again.
Oh, no! Would be confusing.
You can apply color filters to them. And this one is green, and this one is green, and this one is green.
Oh, no. We'll do Theater of the Mind for the most part, then. I'll just have some people out to, you know...
Works for me.
Yeah.
This is an audio format. Theater of the Mind works pretty well, in theory.
Mm-hmm.
In theory, theater.
In theater?
And you'd be the theater narrator.
Let me just steal this one. In case I need to roll something, I can just use that one. Okay.
And if we know where the theater is, it's a theater.
Anyway, if you've sufficiently, does everyone feel sufficient with the recap?
I do.
Okay. Yep.
I think that everyone who wants a recap should go back and listen to the previous 37 episodes. We worked really hard on them.
We did. Especially Crash, who is the one who actually goes through and makes them listenable and adds music and cool stuff.
I only add music at the beginning and end.
Yeah, well. You all got brought in and you got you traipsed back. It was late enough that while there are huttish party type things going on, basically you're brought to a back entrance and the droid is much happier to no, not a wearator. That's a warehouse. Oh, no,
Look, if the theater only appears under a full moon, it's a wearator.
It's a theater.
Oh.
Well, it's a theater in its natural form, and it turns into a humanoid, like Jackalwares. You know, there are mimics that turn into houses. Give me a second. I need to make a stat block. A thespian mimic.
Everyone is escorted to some rooms by the droid, who is much happier to be in a place where there are little mouse droids scurrying around, sucking up all the sand and dumping it elsewhere, like, you know, little ant mounds or something. The droid is somewhat baffled that you have an extra human along, but, well, this is a servant or something. There's, you know, the rooms that the droid has prepared certainly have a bed that was going to be for your other servant, so a cot can be brought in.
A cot would be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Do we also have Her Royal Highness's matched luggage?
Yes, actually, apparently, they went to the train and all of the luggage is there. It is not sorted out as to whose is whose. It's all kind of stacked in a row against one wall. But it's all your luggage, and it does not appear to have been rifled through. Maybe you could make a perception roll if you're concerned. Actually, I'm going to activate this. No, not that one. I'm going to activate this one.
Ooh.
There we go. It's Theater of the Mind, but I might as well put you on the HUT map.
Works for me.
It's thematic.
And is that a tile instead of a token?
Where?
The person in front of the dais. The HUT's on the dais, but...
The NPC?
Yeah.
She's an
because
NPC.
Because I can mouse over the HUT, and it gets a little red box, but...
Oh, I haven't made her token show up. Display hover update.
Ah, I see. So the different colored boxes appear when the name shows up specifically. Okay, that makes sense. Never mind. This wasn't so much a fighting with Foundry segment as a learning something about Foundry segment. Okay.
Yes, her name appears now. A droid offers that if you wish to join in the festivities, that you may freshen up and do so, or you may take a well-earned bit of relaxation ahead of time, and the HUT will see you in the morning.
Are you saying
is going to take a shower and then is going to take a bath?
Are you saying that I'm not currently dressed appropriately? These are my Sith robes.
Ran. These are your covered in blood robes.
Ran has a grin on his face. That anyone
I get
who's
the sense
spent...
that Ran is given exactly the impression that he wants to give at this party.
Ran has no intention of going to the party. Ran also intends to take a shower and then to sleep. And if the cot is closer to the shower, Ran is going to sleep in the cot.
If I don't get to go places covered in blood, neither does anybody else.
Now, that's an out of context quote.
Oh, that's very fair, darling.
I could see it now. But Mom, Ran gets to go to the party covered in blood. Yes, but it's his blood, most of it.
Well, I suspect I shall see you all in the morning, and hopefully tonight we won't have any of those horrible sand dreams.
I'm going to take a shower, followed by a shower, followed by a nap, followed by a shower.
The droid asks politely if it should inform the boss, the HUT, that you will be delayed or that you will be resting?
I think resting would probably be the correct way to put it. We have spent several days in the desert without fresh rations or water. that Ren actually enjoys expired rations is besides the point, and he's not bringing that up.
The droid bows and promises to bring more food and drinks that can sit appropriately. Please observe the snack tray that is already in the room, and the droid will leave you to it.
Remember, don't touch the snack tray. We get charged on our card for every single one of those that isn't there when we leave.
Buck looks guilty.
There's already three small waters missing.
Definitely chugged.
Those are 25 credits each.
That would be if you're at a hotel. I mean, who knows?
I mean, this place is run by a hut.
True. On the other hand, you're here from logistics.
It might be comped.
Probably is. Which is probably a good thing, because a buck has been feeding water to Wade and feeding small tidbits and whatnot, because his body's been through a lot.
Yes.
It's got a wounded leg, unless you, you know, went and healed that, so...
That's a good question.
Well, that's a good point.
Did we all heal up?
I'm going to say that your fatigues are going to are healed up. Other healing up, you've got first aid kits, so you can probably have done some amount, and also Entuxa. You have Entuxa.
We have an Entuxa aid kit.
Yes. Or maybe a first Entuxa kit.
Well, I just barely made a first aid roll.
You heal one point of damage.
I'm at half again.
Yeah, yay, I will ride again. I will ride the line of exhaustion until people are healed.
I mean, the other option is bandage everything, go to sleep, and work on healing people in the morning.
I'd rather do it tonight before I get the shower.
Could it have been done?
I want that
done
to be part of the relaxation. Or on the trip here.
Yes, I was trying to suggest that. For the air car trip here, would meditation have been possible on that ride?
Awkward, but possible.
Well, I will let the GM determine how many hits I can have healed.
Give me like three rolls and I'll run vibes from what the rolls give me.
Made by four, made by four, two, and made by seven.
I'd say that at the very least you can assign those to wounded people as you decide. And with a made by seven, actually, you can probably get everybody up by at least, you know, at least three hit points on anyone who's down, minimum. And I'm including Wade in that number. Although mostly it was less on the damage and more on the crippling injury there. Wade is extremely baffled by everything. Only really seems to recognize Buck. Kind of recognizes you people, but not really with it about it. And there's a lot of trauma, and Buck is steering him around a lot.
He'll need some recuperating time, I'm sure.
It might be for the best that he doesn't remember a whole lot. But that's neither here nor there. What is here is a cot, a bed, and a shower. And I intend to use two of those three things.
It is fortunate. There are actually a couple of showers, and there's a small fresher in the, quote, servants, unquote, the entourage room. You apparently have been given a room, as near as you can tell, that would probably be given to visiting huts. So there's a lot of room and shower of hygiene facilities for a hut's entourage. So you can get everything and you don't even have to take too many turns.
Once I've washed off, maybe I should snoop around the party a little.
Should I leave this clothing out and ask if they have a tailor? You know, to just hem up the small holes that occurred.
I mean, the gaping slash across your torso and I think an arrow or two, arrow hole. In
at the, least right. two arrows.
I mean, yeah, at least two arrows. Covered in blood down the front.
It is of Rand's opinion that this outfit is unsalvageable. It should be possibly burned. Burning it might be a good idea.
There's sand caked in the blood that's staining
no,
the front.
No, no, there is no sand. I made too good a telekinesis other roll. There is no sand anywhere near this outfit. The blood is still there.
The blood has sunk in.
Well, do let me know what you find out, darlings. Antoxa is calling this from the shower. I will... I'll let you have fun at the party. Personally, I believe I haven't slept since we left for Rufu's house the second time. So, once I take this shower and take a bath, then I am going to take a bed.
Yeah, that's fair.
Zen, you're probably both wired up and also getting a bit exhausted as well. It's been a while. I'm going to suggest that you might want to make an HT roll to get through freshening up and decide whether you actually want to go anywhere. Missed by 4. You're pretty tired. It's up to you. Antuxa missed by 2. Antuxa goes to bed, presumably.
Yes, Antuxa may even skip the bath.
I'm going to fail that roll on purpose and go to bed.
I feel like if there's a party going on, someone should at least, like, try and pick up on what people are talking about and stuff.
Darling, you're falling over. I'll put on some fresh clothes and go and say hello. Give greetings on behalf of the group. Please, go to sleep.
And took.
Yeah, okay.
I know... Parties are your natural habitat, but don't spend too much time there. You're barely upright yourself.
Well, no more than a few hours, I promise.
Rand will side-eye.
It's not like I'm on Droman Kaas.
There's going to be a moment where
parties are.
And Tux is going to come back from the party. Rand's going to be sitting there in a chair with one light on, saying... Young lady, do you know what time it is? This is not true. Rand's going to be unconscious.
No, they deliberately don't put clocks in those rooms.
You have a chronometer anyway, yes. Built into your wrist device.
Antuxa will head into the party, get dressed in something appropriate and head into the party and make the rounds.
Party is perhaps an
overstatement.
It's a generous term. It's the kind of it's what huts do when they're bored.
Ah.
There's a fair number of people around who are probably employees and some, shall we say, non-voluntary employees, because huts are obnoxious like that, who are wandering around and there's some Twi'leks. The Twi'leks are dancing for the hut. The hut is at least keeping his slimy paws off them, unlike, like, you know, Jabba in the far future from you people. And there are entertainers who are playing music. Some of them are droids. You do spot that Manda and Kenzo, the other two passengers, are around and chatting with a couple of people, although they look like they're sort of here and they'd like to go to bed, but they don't really know how to do so politely.
Manda, Kinso, my darlings. I'm so glad that you made it.
Ma'am,
You're here! Is everyone here?
Yes, they were quite tired and decided to take their rest, but I have been going around and making greetings on their behalf. Would you introduce me?
This here is Miss Vicar, and she's the secretary, and the Duros fellow who just wandered off, Major Domos, Mr. Bim. And there's names of few other people who are Gamoran guards, apparently, and is not naming the Twi'leks, or there appear to be some Zabraks around as well. There's some human guards. Few of them get names too, which I'll come up with if they matter.
Miss Vicar, it's such a delight to make your acquaintance. May I have a word with you for just a moment? And she...
Oh no, it's one of these.
She begins guiding Vicar, the secretary, away, and glances back at Kinso and Manda and nods her head toward the door.
They look a little bit concerned, glancing over to the hut, decide the hut is not paying any attention, and indeed, they will wander off. I'll just move them off screen. Ta-da.
That tired.
Yeah.
There's just a silhouette of one of them in the wall because they ran so fast to get to a bed and go to sleep that they just went...
Thud. There's so much thud.
Now, Miss Vicar, I really must talk to you about how things are going to go tomorrow morning, because we are here to inspect the shipment of military supplies that was sent to our dear friend Chug the Hutt, and we want to make sure that everything is properly not only scheduled, but recorded. Now, of course, you can handle that, can't you?
Definitely. Oh, and call me Vivi, would you?
Vivi, of course. Vivi.
Thank you. I just hate being so formal.
And Tuxa will spend about 10 minutes going over the schedule for the morning, and then kind of, she does the, oh, I see someone I know, and wanders off, and just goes to bed.
Yeah. Vivi is a bit on the, she'll giggle and... Okay, it's not clear if she's flirting or if she's just like this.
Like that, yeah.
So, you can all go to bed and keel over, and the beds you have are good. Even the cot appears to be pretty good because Wade is conked out on it and Buck is conked out. It's a good bed. It's so soft. It's so wonderful. You know, Antuxa and Sen, if you two would give me perception rolls.
Okay. Am I hearing or just...
Perceiving.
I like how I'm being left out of this.
Yeah, Rand, once you get left out of it, Antuxa, you feel very far away the angry... play in darkness that is surprisingly less angry than you would have thought and seems more just extremely put out. But it's far away, and while it might be trying to grab hold of your mind since you did like life drain it at one point, it's not managing. It's far away. It can't get into the physical right now, and you fall deeper into sleep.
And it didn't get invited to the party. Of course it feels put out.
Yes, it's very put out. It's not at the party. This is terrible. Your mind shielding fails. You're tired. It doesn't seem to be mattering. Sen.
I wanted to keep the feeling out of my head, but I guess I'm going to sleep with the feeling in my head.
It went away mostly anyway. Sen, you made your perception roll. You two feel... the clay in darkness very far away, as if it is trying to make some appeal to your better nature or something, and a certain amount of it's not mad, just disappointed. But
it's a very long way away, and it too is not going to be able to influence you as far as you can tell. And also, you're so tired.
Yeah.
Cut to Rand, who is snoring softly and dreaming of MREs that were only expired for a week.
That's positively fresh.
I like how MREs are Rand's porridge.
Yes, yes they are. Or possibly bacon.
This MRE is porridge bacon. I've never had this one before.
It's a fascinating dream you're having. You wake in the morning with a droid coming in and bringing breakfast that smells absolutely wonderful, and a few people in, well, it's hot, and while they're wearing negligible clothing, it is not negligible clothing of the, hi, I'm a dancer, it's negligible clothing of sometimes the hut stints on the air conditioning. They are bringing chairs and tables and setting up so that you may have breakfast, which you may discuss what you are wishing to do. The droid informs you that, you know, in a couple hours, the hut would like to speak with you, and you may freshen yourselves up as much as you wish. And what should it be doing with this robe that was left out?
I put it in rubbish. I joked about it, but I have not. I did not leave that out.
The trash bin is being taken away then, because it's clearly full of robe.
And blood. It's a bucket of blood. Blood. We have our
Someone
bucket of blood for this
bucket
game.
Of blood.
Yes. And this time, it's mostly mine. Yeah.
And mostly dried.
Right. Well, that was my turn. Someone else needs to fill the bucket next time. Any takers? Wade, did I see your hand? Oh, I'm only joking. This is totally out of character. Rand did not say any of that.
Oh, droid, my dear, do you happen to have a protective laundry bag that I could have?
Of course, ma'am. We should bring it to you immediately.
Thank you.
It will, in fact, gesture at one of the other non-droid servants, and he runs off, and then the droid bows and asks if you have any other requests for it, and if not, it will go away.
Do we have a bathtub?
You have a bathtub. You have a bathtub big enough to fit a hut of smallish size.
Then I will gratefully sink into it and ask no further questions.
There are assorted servants around, one of whom will offer to bring a breakfast to a tray next to the bathtub. It's, you know.
Oh, that would be delightful.
And will probably even offer to feed you tidbits if you so desire.
Oh, that's not necessary, darling. But my fingers fortunately still work, even if my shoulder is a little stiff.
Do you require a shoulder massage, my lady?
No, but I'm afraid that might do some more damage. I'm still healing.
Of course, my lady. Do you require the medical wing?
Oh, no. I'll be fine after a bath and some time to relax. Oh, you know, there is one more thing you could bring me.
Of course,
my lady. Do you have a cane I could use?
One can be created, my lady. It will be done as quickly as possible. Shall I leave to see to it?
That would be wonderful, darling. Thank you so much.
Of course. He bows. He goes off. There are a few others that can be dismissed as if you wish or whatever. You get, one per night automatically for healing. Also, a lot of healing was done on the trip back. I think we're figuring at least, what was it? I was saying at least three.
Three per person, yeah.
Yeah, minimum. So give yourself a minimum of four there. Don't mind me, just clicking the wrong thing.
Okay.
You may discuss things if you wish. Wade is occasionally asking what's going on, but Buck seems to be filling him in. And Wade is definitely still in, "Hi, my life has been terrible. Everything is weird. I'm being given good food. Someone is kind of taking care of me. Oh, look, they've brought spare clothes that, okay, it's, you know, tunic and pants, but they're clean. And you know what? Not asking too many questions where the strange people can hear.
Also, this new pair of pants doesn't have a hole in the knee. That is, looks like it was on fire."
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a lot less sand.
It might get everywhere, but this isn't everywhere. It's somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, Ran is going to go over and have a conversation with Ran and Wade. "Look, I am very tired, so I'm going to keep this brief. I'm sure I need to expend a lot of energy elsewhere when we start doing the thing that we actually came to this planet to do before somebody bombed a train out from under us."
Buck has the grace or something to look extremely guilty. Wade sort of rubs his forehead and "Don't remember that, sir.
It's fine. You see, I've come to realize a thing about myself while encountering multiple beings of immense age that could best be described as eldritch horrors. I believe in second chances. You are both here, Wade and Buck, because I believe in second chances. I gave up a lot for you to be here, Wade. My friends, for whom I care dearly. But if you say that to them, I will end you. Gave up a lot as well. While I believe in second chances, I don't always believe in third ones.
Just tell me what... Buck said a lot of weird stuff.
Oh.
Just tell me what to do.
And I'm sure he's given you the abbreviated version that left out a lot of the weirdest of it, I assure you. At this point, you are to rest. You are to regain your strength, regain your mental faculties. You've been through a lot, and as poor as some of your past choices may have been, you didn't deserve what happened to you. But going forward...
Yes, sir.
Understand yes, sir. that you must tread very, very lightly. I've already been given my second chance, and I threw it away. Don't share my fate.
You, sir?
I'm Sith. While significant amounts of power comes with the territory, the whole "our rage will set us free" thing, you trade one set of chains for another.
Yes, sir. He does not look like he understands, but he will say yes, sir.
You don't understand, and I don't expect you to. I pray that you never do. And yes, Ran is going to
from the bathtub comes. From the bathtub comes an echoey, bubbly. "My chains will be broken. Just you see."
And tucks his chin deep in the bath.
Yes.
The secret plot that's going on here is that Ran is increasing his telekinesis other, now up to 20, by the way, until it is high enough that he can truly break his chains. He's not there yet, but when he can tear apart atoms, then he will become death. I've learned a new maneuver. Would you like to see it? I call it the Oppenheimer.
You get that one?
Here, hold this hydrogen atom. Careful, don't drop it.
Indeed, let us not drop hydrogen atoms.
They would fall up.
Oops.
Did you drop the hydrogen atom?
That's it. Drop it, drop it. Yeah.
What's that in your
What's
mouth?
What's in your mouth?
What is in your What's that in your mouth? A helium atom?
A helium atom?
Okay, good. That does.
How many?
Just the one.
I don't believe you.
Just get my little thingy. I'm going to make that. Took name. And spinning. Bird. Yeah. Okay. I found a token. Wade is at least. What's that behind your back? Helium and other fissionable elements, yes.
No!
Wade is apparently at least impressed enough that he seems to sincerely want to not upset you, minimum. And if he's just supposed to stay in the quarters and eat and drink and take baths and recuperate, he is fine with this. He'll make sure people stay out of your luggage.
You are too kind, darling.
Whatever you say, ma'am.
Once the water starts getting tepid, Antuxa will drain it and clamber out of the tub to get dressed.
Everything feels so heavy. You've been being floating in the tub, and now you have to get up, and gravity is just terrible. Terrible. But you can get up.
It is a grand tragedy.
Mm-hmm. I presume everyone else has dug out fresh clothes, etc. Your old clothes, if left out, were probably hauled away by droids and or servants, and, well, droid and or servants. You've only seen the one so far. Yes, that gif, yes.
What? Rand makes breakfast.
Yes. You just wave at everything, and everything floats around and does what you want. Yeah, that's about right.
Rand never actually lays a hand on the spoon. But Rand does. Rand looks at the spoon and then says, why am I even using this? And just telekinesis others the cereal into his mouth. And made it by 5 to force feed myself cereal. That's
but then you don't get the milk.
Says you.
Yes, I'm made by 5. That's probably sort of getting the milk anyway.
No, the trick is you let the cereal soak up some of the milk. You don't have to force the milk itself, just the sponge that has absorbed the milk. Granted, it's a little less crunchy, but if Rand likes expired MREs, Rand doesn't need his cereal to be crunchy. Just all I'm saying.
Rand is a little bit dubious about crunchy cereal, I suspect. Cereal should either be like porridgey stuff, where it's not crunchy at all, or it should be kind of stale crunchy. What is this crisp stuff that people are feeding you? What the heck? It's a night. You're being fed quite. This is like real people food. This is an MRE stuff. What the heck? It's barely up to Antux's standards. It's, the sort of thing that you get when you're traveling.
Right.
Eventually, you are all, I presume, presentable according to your own preferences and can be escorted by, Adurus gentleman shows up. Adurus have the sort of elongated faces and the large, possibly compound eyes. It's a little hard to tell. No real nose to speak of. Bald head, that kind of thing. He introduces himself as Major Domo Amer Bim, and would you care to accompany me to see Chog the Hutt?
Why, thank you, darling. We would be delighted.
This way, if you would.
Of course.
Buck and Wade are going to stay behind unless anybody tells them to come along.
Probably for the best if they stay behind.
That's what they think.
And Wade probably needs more recovery time anyway. Buck can look after Wade. And the luggage.
And the luggage. You get escorted into the room that Antuxa remembers, where, yep, there's the dais. Huts love being on a dais. You know, there's the hut. There's assorted servants, guards, etc. The hut goes, "Ah, the Sith awake." Welcome to my palace. Welcome to my hospitality.
Sen sort of attempts to bow politely.
Very good. You had a good rest, yes?
Oh, yes. Quite comfortable. Especially after that time in the desert.
Yes, desert. Heh. Sabotage, I heard. Terrible, terrible. We will hunt them down.
Oh, that's quite all right. We've already dealt with the people responsible. No need to expend effort on our behalf. Now, I hear you have some problems with some weapons.
The deal. There was a deal made with your empire. And the weapons, there have been problems, yes. Duros, Duros, you, Bim, tell them. The Majordomo steps forward and says, there have been irregularities with the rifles, the turrets, the shields. The crates sent were not as anticipated. We were promised 60 crates. There are 55. Only 3 of the crates have fully charged rifles. There are 6 tower-to-ground turrets. They appear to be malfunctioning, and the shield generators also appear to be defective. We are sure that this was not an intentional thing, sirs, ma'am. But we do have concerns, and I will take you to the items if you desire.
Well, of course you do. I mean, that sounds horrid. And, oh, by the way, I wanted to mention, before we left to inspect the merchandise, Chog, please do understand that this business in the desert will stay between us. You know, about how you don't scan the passengers on your trains for explosives, and how you don't have any monitoring on your train systems, and so it might take, a whole day for a rescue to show up if someone were to, say, explode a train car that you happen to be on. That would be horrible, wouldn't it? So we'll keep this between us. Let's see those weapons.
The hut does not look pleased. Bim starts escorting you off into the, the chamber, there's the guest quarters, and then there's basically a nice little maze of underground, because it's a desert planet and underground is cheaper than putting in actual air conditioning. Maze of tunnels until you get to what is plainly a area next to where all of the guards are, weapon storage, where there are, in fact, a number of crates that are mostly closed. There's a few of them that are opened. Bim says, here are the rifles. Do you wish to examine them yourself? As you can see,
We were expecting 50, we're expecting 60 crates, and we are missing 5 of them.
Oh, indeed. Well,
let's see what they have to say. Major psychometry by 7.
That can happen while EO is talking.
Okay.
With 5 already missing when they were unloaded, do you know who was supposed to be unloading them?
They came off the... This is how they came off the ship.
Well, this is how these came off the ship, certainly.
Yes, but the it was the Imperial... He flips through his, data pad... pages through it. The Imperial cargo ship Flying Flame.
And who was supervising the unloading of the Flying Flame?
That would be... he does some more flipping.
That was Bob. He only works weekends.
No. You don't have Bob. You get, Babas. Yes. Babas. Not Boba. He is very insistent it is not Boba. It is Baba.
His name is Baba T.
We should talk to him then.
I will fetch him if you wish.
Thanks.
Antuxa.
He wanders off. Okay, Antuxa has the psychometry.
What do your crate eyes see?
The crate was opened and pawed through a bit. You sense human hands and Gamoran hands, the boar-headed people, for people who forget what a Gamoran is. Going through them, opening their power packs, putting them away again. Prior to that, there is darkness. Prior to that, there are other hands on them that you got a 7. You can feel this. This feels like Imperial hands. The sense of the Empire is present. Prior to that, there was, droids and soldiers and a factory way back in there, just as a faint impression. I would like Ran to give me a...
Telekinesis other role?
Intelligence. No, intelligence role.
Well, that's not nearly as fun.
Sorry. IQ.
Look, I yeet and I know things, but I don't know as many things as I yeet. But I made my intelligence roll by 3.
Therefore you am? These rifles are not packed the way you would expect rifles to be packed. Usually they'd be nestled into foam padding that has, a rifle-shaped indentation and you take it out and all that.
These are not a code.
Yeah, basically these have been put into the crates and a layer of thin foam padding has gone between them and there are so many packing peanuts.
Ran will inspect the crate by, rifling through it with a hand. Rifles to the rifles. To see if, in fact, further down they're done correctly. And is this the only crate we've been shown, or are there other crates here for Ran to look at?
There are other crates here that you could go look through. This is one of the open ones.
Okay. Ran is going to open other crates and look through them to see if any of these were done to regulation.
None of them were done to regulation.
After doing this search, Ran approaches the other two members of the party, possibly covered in packing peanuts because static electricity.
Yes.
It's a very dry environment, so the static electricity is strong with this one.
Yes. Fortunately, it's not sand. But packing peanuts also get everywhere.
And I want it known, Ran is fully aware that he could telekinesis the packing peanuts to that moon that looks like a space station above us. But he's choosing not to, because this provides evidence that he has, in fact, checked the crates.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's the powers you don't use. Like Force Lightning, which he will refuse to use. Why does he even have that power? Anyway, none of these, not a single one, was packed to regulations. If someone in my company had done something like this, well, they would have had to answer to someone like us.
Well, I do sense Imperial hands on them, but there's been so much in the intervening time that I can't say for certain, even whether those Imperial hands were the most recent ones to touch them before they were shipped here.
Someone has messed with this order. Whether it was Imperial, Hutt, or Saboteur, well, that's left to be determined.
About now, Mr. Bim comes over. Oh, Rand has made an IQ roll. What's the IQ? Right. It jumped. It looked like you made another one for a moment. Sorry about that. Bim comes over leading a human guard who has some curlicue thing on his shoulder that might be a rank thing. And Mr. Bim introduced Major Domo Bim, says, "This is Captain Baba. He supervised the unloading of the crates."
Great. Excellent. Great. So,
they were like this when we got them.
Right. Okay. So you, did you check anything over at the receipt? Was there like a good one when,
the Bim provides a data, you know, shows the data pad and, you know, this was a number of crates that we were given, and I'm told this is the ones that were, that the quartermaster on the flame said, this is what we get. So it's what I took, but I mean, I noted down how many crates we'd gotten, and they said that's how many were loaded. And all the rest of the stuff turns out it was the right number.
I just made my detect lies roll.
Okay. Send Mrs. Chim. The guard does not seem to be lying from what Rand can tell. Might be hedging a little bit on whether he actually knew how many crates he was supposed to get.
Look, when someone asks me about student grades, I check my notes because I can't remember every grade. If there's a lot of shipments going in and out, I totally understand him having to check his own notes for that, too. Or possibly someone else's notes. Captain Baba, I did say your name right, correct?
Yeah.
Ah, wonderful. I do try to make sure I do that correctly. And I will not feel insulted if you correct me on your name pronunciation. Just so we're clear. With that said.
Yes, sir.
Obviously, this crate has been opened and inspected. Were any of the other crates opened and looked at as well?
They all got checked over. We just looked to make sure that they were there, and we stuck a hand in and put them, you know, made sure that there were rifles all the way down, and then we put the lids back on all of those, and we were checking the power packs, too, after we found out that only like three of them are actually full charge. The rest of them are, they ain't.
Quick question. What did you do with the extra packing material?
I mean, we tried to put all those little puffy things back, sir.
He says to someone who is covered in little puffy things.
Yeah, he is ignoring that you were covered in little puffing things.
Rand is very amused that everyone is just keeping a straight face as he's covered in packing peanuts. And is he being honest with this part as well?
He seems to be, and it's the kind of, you know, Bim says there's no chance that they could have taken it quietly unless the whole guard corps was in on it, and they'd better not be in on it. Or, merciful as he is, a boss, a Chog the Hutt, will not keep them employed. Baba nods. Yeah, we didn't take any of the rifles, and we didn't do anything with the... I mean, do you need all the little... puffy things, sir?
Oh,
There might have been a few that got away. The mouse droids might have ate them.
No, that's quite all right. The way you have answered this has provided some very valuable information.
Yes, sir.
I am going to lay my hand on Baba's shoulder, and I made this by two, but I'm looking for something really specific.
Okay.
I'm looking for the appearance of the quartermaster who gave them the crates.
I think that's going to need to be a made by five.
Okay.
No penalty to re-roll if you want to re-roll it. Made by seven. That'll do. You have the appearance of the quartermaster who gave the crates. An image, a flash, a human of the broader type that is very common in Switor. You know, someone who possibly inherited certain recessives from the Tsis genes once upon a time. It's the Empire. Very broad of shoulder and unfortunately without the height that being Tsis would usually confer. Male human.
Okay.
You probably are not going to be getting a name, but you certainly have a face. Yeah. You certainly have a face.
I can look up the roster of who's supposed to be the quartermaster of the Flying Flame.
This is true.
Thank you so much for your time. I think we have all we need to know. You said the Flying Flame, correct?
Flying Flame, yes.
Very well. Well, now that we've seen the weapons, I think we probably know what we're expecting with the turrets and what was it again?
Shields.
Oh, the shields, that's correct.
Should still inspect them to see what's going on with them and take notes. And yeah,
that's very true. I have some research to do. Would you excuse me?
Yeah, of course. Ren and I will take a look at the.
Thank you very much.
Oh, and one last thing. We have been playing for about an hour, so what do you say we take a short break?
Of course, if you insist. Of course. Let us take a short break. Press the.
The question is, which button do I press? There are
the right one. From. The correct one.
No, too late. I pressed the one on the right.
Is the one on the right the one that starts the recording up again?
By odd coincidence, it actually is.
Thank goodness.
The one on the left would stop the recording.
Okay. Well, fortunately, you have pressed the one on the right.
Yes.
So we're back? We're back. And Tuxo, were you planning on making more psychometry rolls on the other boxes?
No, not on this.
Okay.
I will rejoin the group once I have succeeded on a research roll.
Okay. That is not a success. That is a miss by one.
Well, I will keep rolling until I succeed.
All right.
It's not like the information goes away.
That's true. You just have to go through it more thoroughly. What are you looking up? The Flying Flames?
The crew manifest of the Flying Flame.
It takes a little bit of time. The failure is more that you have to fight with the local Wi-Fi.
Fair enough.
Eventually, you get your connection. Yes, you make that by one. There's a Flying Flame. Here's the crew manifest. This is all names. Where are the images? Dig, dig, dig. Oh, here they are. You're looking up to see if the quartermaster matches.
Yes.
He does. His name is Gallic Vaughn.
I believe that Lieutenant. That is too bad.
It does appear he is the quartermaster. You also get, you made that by one. You can. If you want, you can track where that cargo has gone through if you grab the barcode off it.
Yeah, I do want to do that.
You scan the QR code with your app.
You can get all the way back to the logistics warehouse that shipped the rifles that put the label on these crates.
Okay, is that where it's supposed to have come from?
Probably. I'm not sure if you got that information. You might need to do a bit more digging on that one.
then I will do a bit more digging and let the other characters have their fun.
Okay. Majordomo Bim leads the remaining two off to a couple of spots that are outside of the warren of tunnels and whatnot, you know, along little paths of the walls that are around. Well, it looks sort of like a hedge maze, except you can take a nice little double take. It's a hedge maze made of those cactus thorn bush vine things. No, don't.
That was an out of context lightsaber ignition. But you did this on purpose, Beth.
Yes.
Ran is going to seethe.
You're up on top of the walls that surround this lovely native plant collection thing that is, then there's a gap between the walls that has a force screen across it. And at the corners are at least some of the turrets that were delivered, presumably. They sit there. They look like turrets. They're at the corners of the walls. You know, there's one here at the opening. There's one there. Okay, they're turrets. Bim escorts you and says, these, they are malfunctioning.
How so?
They go into reset cycles.
Fascinating. May I get a closer look?
Bim makes gestures along the lines of, you know, you can... They're the sort of gestures that are obviously go ahead, but his entire emotional state is, it's not like you can break them any worse, probably. And if you do, it's clearly your fault.
Also, it's kind of our job to inspect them. The asking was a formality. It seemed like the polite thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got
turret.
We got Sen making a mechanical aptitude check by 8, and I'm making a computer operation check by 4. We're checking out the hardware and the software on this thing.
Okay. Made it by 4.
Where are your reset cycles coming from?
The reset cycles are coming. You both find this possibly at similar times. Whenever the power is not sufficient for its programming, it goes into a reset cycle because something has gone wrong, TM.
So
it's the battery packs that are bad.
It doesn't have battery packs. It's wired into the main power system.
Is it drawing the amount of power it's supposed to draw?
Well, how much is it supposed to draw?
I don't know. You're the GM.
Right. Well, from Sten's point of view, it's trying to draw the amount of power that it wants to draw. And Ran, computer operation.
I open up the task manager.
Yeah. You might need to, I think you should probably make another form, some form of research to, or something that you can persuade me is close enough.
I've got computer hacking. To determine hacking. What,
hacking ops admin. You do have research as well.
I can use research.
Go for the research one. Basically,
but that
what
one's
you
lower.
Need.
Also, I made,
you
it.
Made it. After a bit of work, you can pull up the specs on it. It's got its own self specs there, and it gives the amount of power that it's supposed to draw, which it's kind of a power pig. I mean, with your background, this is one of the ones that it wants to draw a lot of power.
Hmm. Well, jury's still
there's
out on all those blaster rifles, but it looks like in this case it might be user error.
User error, sir?
are going into reset cycles because they're not being provided with enough power. At least that's the error it's throwing out.
The power plant, I am assured by the Ugnaughts, is sufficient to power all of them. All six of them.
But the power is not getting to it. So the question is, where's the power going?
Okay, let's power it up and see how the whole thing happens. Reproduce the error. That's the
as you wish,
step, right?
As you wish, Lord Sith. Give me some kind of operations roll or, you know, computer operations at a small penalty, perhaps.
I want to try to sense the power flows.
Made by 5. That definitely makes it okay. Probably maybe another mechanical aptitude because you're now changing state.
Yeah.
Okay.
But perception based because I'm sensing power flows.
Yep.
Feel the power flow through. No, not through you. Not through you. Do not just stand between the power couplers. Bad idea.
Made by 6. Okay. You can sense the power flows as it powers up. It is drawing in. It's charging up its internal converters. And let me just make a little roll. Oops, why am I rolling with you selected? I don't want to do that. So far, it's holding. It's fine. There's some scorch marks off in the desert because that's what's on the other side of this here wall. You could try firing it.
Oh, can I?
If you want to. I mean, just don't fire it. Don't rotate it into... You know, if you rotate it 180, you could totally blow up that hedge maze, but it's down there. It's
I want to be clear, I'm making this roll as a joke. But also, I made my real will roll exactly.
You can resist the urge to rotate this here turret.
I am definitely going to fire this turret at the scorch marks where it has already been tested.
Okay, give me something that will... suffice as a targeting roll. And that's an interesting question. You don't really have a high level targeting thing. Give me a computer ops roll.
I was looking at my various attacks. I could roll to bite.
No. I mean, I don't think you want bite this.
It's actually the same target number.
Don't bite the turret.
It's the same number. I made it by 4.
Since
computers are biting.
Yes. I need to roll a 12 to bite. I need to roll a 12 to do computer operation. It's a happy coincidence.
You don't have to do this like under pressure. You can adjust it and tweak it and point it at things. You take a proper aim. You tell it to fire. Whoops. I did not want to roll those. I'm not rolling d20s. It shoots. Sen, you made your mechanical aptitude detecting flows by 6. The mm-hmm. power that is being pulled through is not as stable. It's within the tolerances of the turret this time. But the power that's getting through is not quite stable for... You wouldn't like to fire this turret a lot of times, especially not in quick succession.
Does it seem like a problem with the wiring, or...?
Yes. It seems like a problem with what's coming into it, not anything inside the turret itself.
Wiring's bad. It's not the turret. It's the wiring.
Wiring might be a thing, but I've got another thought. Now, we don't have evidence to prove this one way or the other. Things that we can take at face value. We will assume that the power generator is providing enough power. There are people who have sworn that it is. We've checked the tower. It does its power cycling when it doesn't get enough power. And the power that's going into it is sort of wibbly-wobbly in regards to being enough. It's not always enough. It's fluctuating. So, something's happening in between. It could be the wiring is faulty. Perhaps there's a short somewhere. It could be someone has plugged something else in that is drawing the power. Maybe a toaster, who knows? But the outgo and the intake aren't matching.
Bim is looking mildly affronted at the thought that the mighty Chog could have his power destabilized by a mere toaster. He's not saying it, though. You just have a slightly affronted-looking Duro staring at you. Then again, maybe they just look like that normally.
Well, if someone takes that toaster and puts it in a pond, if it's one of those flying toasters.
Mighty toaster wings! Sorry.
I said that for you, Beth.
Thank you. Thank you.
For whatever reason, I don't have that association. My version of flying toasters didn't have the song.
Oh, no.
I have never heard the song, other than when you have sung it.
Yes.
I think it's on YouTube. After Dark, Flying Toasters.
I went and looked it up, but...
Right.
I don't think that was added in the version of After Dark that I had.
Oh, no.
Anyway.
Right.
So, we're throwing toasters into lakes. I think.
Or something.
Or somebody is siphoning power to do something else. Could be a saboteur. Could be somebody who is... mining Bitcoin or space Bitcoin.
No one should be mining space crypto without permission of Chog.
Oh, I certainly agree. But there are things to check for. The tower itself might not be the problem. It might, however, be revealing a problem that Chog would want dealt with. Likely expediently.
I will take the notes. You are certain it is not the turrets.
There doesn't seem to be a sign that it's the turret right now. We're still investigating the blasters. We have leads on that our associate in Tuxa is following as we speak.
I will consult the engineer corps of the palace. Perhaps it is the wiring.
If we're all fortunate, it's a quick fix. And a happy little accident, because a problem like that could be small at first, but can go very bad very quickly.
The old turrets were fine, but they were old. These have much better range, we are assured. Do you wish to see the shields?
Are the old turrets still around?
Yes, they should be in one of the warehouse levels. You wish to see them?
Yeah, just for thoroughness.
Well,
make sure that it's not some kind of compatibility issue with the way you're hooking them up.
As you wish. This
different
way?
Technology, use different standards, this is true. Phillips or flathead screwdriver and all that.
This turns out to be an issue where the wiring's not bad, it's just set up for those things, and
we find where it's plugged in, and they've used like 5 different adapters on the end of the plug. It goes to European standard, then they use a European to Canadian plug adapter, and they have a Canadian to South Asian plug, and then
none
it goes
of those
back to US
based.
Plug.
So and they have.
All of them were made by a little Jawa named Rotini. And this one explodes in 30 seconds if you unplug it.
And this one explodes in 30 seconds if you plug it in. Oh,
wait, how long ago did you plug this? Run? We're running now.
You are being led to a warehouse, which is underground and near where a hut could probably park a small starship if they felt like it off on, you know, this side. It's a bit of a walk. Eventually you get there. Oh, look, turrets.
It's a tower defense game.
They aren't plugged in.
It's a broken tower defense game.
Should I see what Antux has been doing while all this walking has been going on?
Yes, please.
Antuxa?
Antuxa has been looking into the history and especially the recent history of the Flying Flame.
The Flying Flame is a, well, it's an Imperial cargo ship. It shuttles cargo around the Empire, and it has the credentials to go to certain non-imperial worlds now that this treaty thing has gone through. It has a small escort for when it's going outside the Empire of a couple of cruisers, and it's got, you know, it does not have a reputation. Give me a research roll. Made by one. You cannot find any reputation of it being sloppy, particularly. It has an average number of complaints here and there, but it's within average, not higher, not lower. It is not suspiciously perfect. It is not suspiciously unperfect. It is not even really suspiciously average.
That's very suspicious that it's not suspicious at all.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Empire we're talking about. Everyone's suspicious.
Well, yes. You look at it, Imperial contract law, okay.
Finally, we're on episode 38, and we finally have a reason to roll law, Imperial contract.
What are you looking up in a contract or seeking to do?
I am looking for the specific, like, what did the Empire promise to deliver?
600 rifles.
Okay. And how many were in each crate?
The number in each crate varies by one or two. But even when you add them all up, which is interesting because normally they, you know, you'd have X number, you'd have, yeah. You know, but when you add them all up, it comes up to 600.
Okay, so it's 600 in 55 crates as opposed to 10 each in 60 crates.
They skimped on the packaging material so they could fit more rifles in fewer crates.
That seems very plausible. The packing material is normally rated for sending them into combat and, like, you know, dumping them out for people at high altitudes so that, you know, they're, you recover them from where they've splashed down or something, and therefore they have good packing. But these have packing peanuts and a thin layer protecting the ones, you know, between the layers from each other.
Okay. And also, we didn't drop them from orbit.
You did not drop them from orbit.
Does the contract say anything about the condition the rifles are in?
They have to be usable. Basically, they have to be usable and not blow up when you slot a power pack into them.
But they don't have to come fully charged. They come with power packs, but they don't have to be fully charged.
The state of the batteries upon arrival is not specified in the contract.
Okay. Antuxa is sitting here thinking she should have looked that up first. All right, I am going to enlist possibly some servants or droids in getting back to the rest of the party, but that can happen while the rest of the party does their thing.
There are certainly guards around the place because they're wanting to know what the heck is going on. Okay. Meanwhile, back at the other warehouse with the turrets, the malfunctioning turrets. What are you going to do with these?
Follow Sen's lead.
Sen is going to examine the connectors where they plug in to see if they use the same kind of plugs.
They do not. These turrets do not look like their Imperial make, maybe, probably, it seems like. This doesn't look like Imperial make. You have a knack for this stuff.
Wait, does one brand of turret use AC power while the other uses DC power?
Might have to, you know, plug one of these in and boot up their diagnostics.
So these ones are old and have lower range, not like broken?
That is correct, sir, ma'am. Esteemed Sith.
Right, let's see if these guys are doing the right thing with the wires. We should be able to plug one in and test it and make sure the wires are working with it.
I will summon one of the engineers. Please do not fire it inside the warehouse.
No. It's not plugged in the warehouse, is it? I just looked silly.
No, they are not plugged in. Do you wish them plugged in?
Not in the warehouse. Let's take one of them out to where the other turrets are and unplug one of the new turrets and plug in one of the old turrets and see if the old turret functions like it should if it's firing for a while.
Esteemed Sith, these are turrets. They are rather large. They are like, you know, shoulder. These seem to be shoulder high on Sen, and the others, the Imperial ones, were like over the head high.
I did make my telekinesis other roll by 10.
You can lift yours, and Sen has crit failed theirs.
It's okay. We'll just pretend that Sen wasn't trying to lift anything.
I mean, Sen...
Ran barely saves Sen from dropping a turret on their foot.
You can? In fact, with a made by 10, yes, I think that you can lift that sucker. The Duros Majordomo Bim goes, oh my.
Will you?
Out this way, please. The large door, you'll have to lift. Can you lift it past the hedge maze?
Yes, I can.
The boss is very proud of the hedge maze.
It's quite lovely.
this way.
I give the tower a wide berth around the hedge maze.
Yes.
It's best to not give in to temptation.
You are on the same level as the hedge maze when you exit, and presumably there was, you know, some hovercraft and tackle and lifting when these things were swapped around. But you can lift it all the way up, and there are some somewhat hidden stairways that you can get up from the inside wall as well, if someone is there to unlock the doors, which fortunately you have a majordomo. However, you may need to get Sen up to the top to sort of go this way. Okay, you know, little to the right, you know, lower it down. We will assume with a made by 10 that this happens, but probably it's going to take long enough that by the time some Ugnaughts show up to start making the connections happen, Antuxa, you've found them. You've been led out to the top of this wall, and it's such a glorious view off with all the desert there. It's stark and, you know, not bad. It's somewhat, well, sand. You're a little soured on that. On the inside, there's this hedge maze with what are clearly native plants, and that is so many thorn bushes, all trained up like vines to make a maze. And there's a balcony where obviously the hut can come and observe the whole grounds and whatnot. And
personally, I think the scorch marks are excellent accents.
Imagine if you will, we turned all the sand into glass.
All of the sand on the planet?
Well, within the range of the turrets. It's a start, at least.
There are a collection of Ugnaughts who are getting the old turret wired back in with the cables that came that were on the new turret, and you know, they take off adapters, they put on different adapters, they plug things in, they set it all up.
Did you plug a USB-C into a USB-B into a USB-A to another? It goes back to USB. You didn't even need these adapters. One end is USB-C, the other end is also USB-C. Why did you turn it into all these other things?
There's a lot of squealing that you possibly do not understand, etc.
And a hearty utini to you as well, but still.
It's tradition, darling. Something about how that's how it worked in the old days.
At some point, I'm pretty sure they turned it into an Ethernet connection.
Well, I'll let you handle that.
In any case, it is after a bit where you can admire the view and admire the garden or something, the garden. Everything is set up and the Ugnaughts stand away with little bits of their somewhat squealing language, making gestures of here, have at it. It, you know, knock yourself out, have fun.
Well, they did offer. And I made my computer operation roll by 4.
Okay, you can puzzle your way through this non-imperial thing.
It's metric.
It's metric. It's metric, and it is some off label. You're not even sure what species did this. At least the controls are labeled in basic.
How
the spelling is atrocious.
How did we not draw on that imperial and metric pun until now?
Never had the opportunity, I guess.
Oh my gosh. I am so happy to be here for this moment.
You can, in fact, cause it to do a pew-pew. Does Sen want to be tapped into it and feeling the electrical conduits?
Yes.
Okay.
I will roll.
Okay.
I will find my perception to be... Oh, that should not be a +3. That should be a +2 because the difference is 2, not 3.
Red success. Oh, yes. This one is a much simpler setup. It's got a lot better fail safes in the sense that it doesn't fail very much. If it doesn't get enough power, it just misses that power site, that shot, and it builds up for the next one. This is really much more rugged than the other one, honestly. Less power, but it handles failure states, not by a reboot cycle, but simply by grabbing the power and shooting it the next second. It doesn't matter that the power coming in is, in fact, fairly erratic for such things, for the power draw. But yeah, it's definitely in the wiring.
Aha! And Sen will relay this.
The Ugnaught engineers standing around, all cluster around the Majordomo and start making squealy, unhappy, snarly, grunty things like they do in the Swtor game. And it appears to be an argument about whose fault it is that all of the wiring is 50 years old and they don't care that Hutts think everything should last, you know, 400 years or whatever. This wiring was from the lowest bidder, blah, blah, blah. It does appear to be turning into an internal, user problem. Eventually, the major
dome. Petcac error.
What error?
Petcac. Mm-hmm. It's a quite common error. Easily resolved,
fine.
Though.
I will authorize new cables specifically for the turrets. You are certain that the turrets will function if they get new cables with more consistent power flow.
Preferably cables that aren't insulated because they were wrapped in oil-covered cloth.
Now have a bunch of Ugnaughts squealing up angrily at you.
Well, look, I think here, it's practically melting off of it.
Ugnaughts cluster around the area and start squealing at each other.
For the record, I have pulled wires that look exactly like that out of walls.
I'm not surprised.
In my past life, where my career was electrician as opposed to teacher. Why don't you want to be an electrician, Crash? You could make more money than as a teacher. Yes. I don't want to do that again, though.
That's all right. I have not recently, but I eventually have decided that walls are terrible and everything should be bulkheads that you can unscrew so you can get at the criffing wiring where the mice have chewed through the doorbell or someone has jostled the phone cord where it comes in, so now you have no telephone power.
Well, if you have spots where you're splicing wires together, there should be a junction box where you can take off the panel and then deal with the issue there. It also makes it easier to fish wires through and replace them. I have, more than one occasion, when replacing wires without making lots of holes in the walls, because there is a way to do it, it's tough and annoying, another reason I want to do it, found places where the previous electrician, don't know how many decades ago, was just like, oh, this wire's not long enough. I'll use some wire nuts to attach it to another wire. And that was just in the wall. This is a bad idea.
That can make sparks, and then the sparks can catch the insulation on fire.
Wire nuts
or the framing
can be very useful. Most outlets these days, or at least most outlets that I've installed back when I was an electrician, wire nuts were the standard for how you attached the wires to the outlets. However, they were in a junction box that provided some level of protection, not just loose inside a wall where the way it got in there and the way it was removed both involved pulling on it.
Oh, no.
Look, we started the games with these characters because it was a Halloween episode. So I might as well provide you with a scary, based on true stories tale. And some say that house is still standing to this day.
Somehow.
Because I replaced all the wires in it.
That would do it. I just feel like internal walls are bogus and everything should be replaced with bulkheads that can be unscrewed and you just take them off, you fix the wiring, you fix the insulation, you put
you want Jeffrey's tubes.
Yeah, pretty much. I want panels I can take off and deal with stuff and then put the panel back and hang the picture up on top of the panel or whatever. I don't mind if there's wallboard on the panel. That's fine. Just anyway. You have a bunch of Ugnaughts who are now apparently at least willing to consider the idea that it might be the wiring, and also a majordomo who is sworn that he will release the funds to get new wiring. This does not appear to be the Empire's problem.
Right. Well, I hope Antux is having just as much luck as we are.
Oh, indeed.
Oh, hello. All wrapped up?
Hello. Just about. I haven't quite satisfied my curiosity about the shields, but I think I can. Do you see here in paragraph 13, section 2, where it states that 600 rifles be delivered and not 60 crates?
We packed them more densely, likely because we didn't need to drop them from orbit this time.
Indeed. If they don't need to survive a long fall, it makes sense to pack them rather more loosely.
And no one...
As for the power packs, in paragraph 15, section 3, You'll note that the power packs are specified to be delivered in working order.
Ella, you completely cut out for me.
Oh.
Yeah,
I got working order and then nothing.
I got half of the word order.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Then the power packs shall be delivered in working order and rechargeable. But we make no representation as to the content of the power pack when it's delivered. They will need to be recharged. As for the shields, they have the same qualification on the power packs. I do wonder if perhaps those need to be recharged as well.
The shields should be the same sort of plug-in, says Bim. Yeah, they are large shields, on the other hand.
I thought they were personal shields and not...
No, these are big shields.
Well, that
represents... Then I will rephrase that.
...with another.
Ah, then you'll see here that the shields are specified to be drawing the same type of power as the turrets. And if the turrets are having trouble drawing power from your systems, I can't imagine the shields are having any more success.
It looks like they will be upgrading their wiring to the non-melty kind of wiring.
Oh, that's so excellent. I'm so glad that I'll be able to report back to my superior, Darth Chardonnay, that we were able to resolve this. Even if, well,
you were expecting... Do you wish to view the shields?
Oh, yes. Just to be sure.
Good, good. I am pleased that I will have someone count the rifles.
Please do. I'm sure you'll find that there are 600 of them. Unless one has walked away since we were in the room.
Understood, ma'am. I will see to it immediately. I shall escort you to the shields first.
Thank you. Oh, and you may want to upgrade that power before you begin charging the rifles, or you might have unreliable results.
I am sure we can get appropriate cabling for that, but... Now that we are aware of the finicky nature of Imperial technology, I am sure that a lot can be done for this.
Indeed.
I'm pretty sure you'd be finicky as well if you were plugged into faulty wiring.
The older turrets were more accepting.
Ah, yes. If they didn't get enough power, they just didn't fire.
The reboot cycle is 3 minutes on Imperial tech.
Well, you do seem to have solved the problem. Let's take a look at the shields.
Of course. He will lead the way down that semi-hidden staircase through the door that requires key cards and a code entered, and along to the shields that... Okay. It's basically a kind of horseshoe shape of a courtyard with a giant hedge maze in the middle and stuff along the edges and various archways with doors that close them over. And you get to the shields eventually because, you know, the open end of the that leads out into the desert curves inwards a bit. And there's this tall, nominally empty gap with shields so that you can see through and not have to worry about things coming in or going out, presumably. At the moment, there's also a great big barricade on the outside that is apparently there because the shields are not reliable. It's an ugly barricade. You can see why the hut does not approve. But here they are.
Why are all those people pretending to be French while they sing with English accents? I don't quite understand.
There are panels that have been taken off of the walls that expose where the shield hardware has been placed. And there's a... console basically hooked into them on either side for diagnostics, and you are given the, as you can see, esteemed Sith, this is the situation that we have been dealing with.
I take a look at the diagnostics with my computer operation skill, which I just squeaked by.
Okay, these are shields you realize that are somewhat experimental. This was somebody's pet project. They're a combination of energy absorption and physical barrier shields. And the energy absorption, quote, ray shields, unquote, can be extremely dangerous to touch. So they're sandwiched between the particle shields. So presumably if some Hutt's prized Sleen lizard gets loose and runs into a shield, isn't killed immediately. They're probably power pigs. They, at the first sight, it doesn't actually seem like they should be malfunctioning. They seem to be doing okay. They would just, like, maybe flicker or something. If they don't get enough power, they maybe that's it. Maybe they turn on and off erratically.
Well, you said the deadly part of the shield is sandwiched between two other parts that are behaving in a not deadly way.
Mm-hmm.
Can I turn off the deadly part?
Give me another computer ops.
My thought is, if we haven't used less energy up until they upgrade the wiring, there might be a stopgap. Made it by two.
Okay. Yeah, you can separate it out so that it's only doing the physical barrier. It does mean that people could shoot energy weapons through it, but who has energy weapons on this sandball?
Not it.
You have laser swords.
Yes, I only use it as a light source.
Your flashlight saber.
So, does it seem to be working better now that it is only drawing energy for part of its abilities?
Maybe. You'd probably have to wait for a while.
I wait.
Does Sen want to poke at it? Or Antuxa? There are two sets of places that you could tap into.
Oh, I'll let Sen do it. I just wanted to see from my own eyes.
You are not going to psychometry this. Okay.
I suppose I could.
If you want to.
If the GM is...
No, the GM is just amused. The GM is not making hints. No, no.
It's been several days. GM we are running low on hand sanitizer.
And anyway, Sen made their mechanical aptitude roll by 7.
Yes, this does seem like it would be stabler, except that it isn't stabler. That's odd. You could lean against this thing, and within a minute, you would probably be able to just, like, walk right through.
That's not right.
And Tuxa does, in fact, psychometry something. Made it by 5.
Yes, that was an unhappy noise that Sen made, and so... I am going to see if there's anything in the backstory of this thing that would explain an unhappy noise.
The unhappy noise combined with the psychometry attempt are the reason why Rand does not decide to use telekinesis other to toss things at this shield to test it.
Sen, you feel like something is wrong with the hardware somehow, or maybe it's in the software as well. Something is, you'd have to really dig around and possibly use more than just your force abilities to find out precisely what. But this is not working the way you would have thought.
Something in that shield is crift.
And Tuxa, you feel... the images, you know, you see the pattern, the montage of various hands trying to mess with the thing that you're touching. There are Ugnaughts. There are more Ugnaughts. There's a droid. The secretary? Why is the secretary here? Who knows? There's Ugnaught hands installing it, and it trails back into the packaging and creation and, you know, all the little things that technology has.
Curious. Majordomo, would the secretary Vivek, I believe her name was.
Oh, Vivi.
Would she have reason to be up here around the shields?
Not unless someone lost something and she was looking for it everywhere it might possibly be.
Oh. Well, then perhaps she can explain why she's tampered with them.
Why would the secretary have tampered?
Well, I can make some suggestions as to that. I feel like that was a rhetorical question. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know the answer. That's why I'm saying we should ask.
She has no technological aptitude whatsoever. She has nothing. Very well. This way, if you will.
Of course.
And while that is not the best of cliffhangers, as you all walk past the hedge maze made out of the thorny tumbleweed cactus stuff, that's a cliffhanger we're going to get. Good night, everyone.
The accountant said, "We should talk to the secretary." To be continued next season appears on the screen.
Thank you, everyone, for playing. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And tonight I've been joined by Crash and Ellie and Eo. And does anyone have something that they would like to plug?
Well, I'm told that Eo's mom writes books.
And would you happen to have a URL for that?
No, I have nothing to do with that website.
Oh, I see. But do you know what the URL is? Don't make me do the URL.
Why not? You like doing the URL.
Oh, all right, fine. It's ElizabethMcCoy.com. I feel weird doing it as a GM. Please check out the ebooks there, and if you like them, tell people about it, tell the library about it. If you tell the library about it, maybe they'll buy my ebooks and then people can read them for free while I still get paid, and I get to help out my friends that way. And speaking of websites and friends,
well, we take all of these podcasts and put them over on aaronbsmith.com/cogwheel. You can also follow us on the Fediverse by going to is.aaronbsmith.com/@cogwheel. And you can support us on Patreon by going to patreon.com/cogwheelgaming, where you can join other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shen Shen, Walter, and Patron Emeritus Cindy.
Until next time, this is Beth saying, "Oh, Amanda, so you're trying out for the secretary position too? Oh, that's wonderful. I hope maybe we'll both get it. We'll be such good friends." Good night, everyone.
Odd. In this hut contract, it says, well, right here, paragraph 7, line 3, subsection 2, murdering the competition is expressly permitted.
Good night.
Are we sure they're not Sith?
They have less dress sense.
There is that.